Red Eye is a program of alternative politics and culture which broadcasts live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM and around the world at cooperadio.org. Here is Mordecai Breenberg.
In the last provincial election, only a third of eligible voters between the ages of 18 and 34 cast a ballot. The Vancouver-based group Get Your Vote On is organizing throughout the province to change that statistic and to provide forums for young people to discuss the issues that are most important to them. And we're joined this morning by Olive Dempsey. She is with the Get Your Vote On group, and she's the communications coordinator. Good morning, Olive. Welcome to Red Eye.
Thanks. Good morning.
What is Get Your Vote On hoping to accomplish between now and the provincial election? What goals have you set for yourself?
I think that we have, we have two goals. One is kind of very tangible and specific, and one is maybe more general or maybe ultimately more long-term. So the obvious one, the more specific one, is that we're hoping to have more young folks come out to the polls on May 17th. And that's fairly simple. We're registering them. We're talking to them through outreach, using a range of strategies to do that. In a more general sense, and I feel like in some ways the more dynamic and exciting piece of what we're trying to do is to create a space and create tools for young folks to become more engaged generally in the political process and in the decisions that shape our future and our society.
So is that beyond voting then? That's ongoing activity on things that have a political impact.
I think so, yeah. And I think that, you know, we'll see, you know, voting is kind of the symptom, right? And so we'll see, hopefully we'll see tangible results of our work, of that greater engagement through increased voting. But I also think that that's not the beginning and end of democratic engagement. And I also think that by just focusing on getting people out to the polls, I don't think that creates democratic habits. I don't think that necessarily is going to create long-term change, but I think that working to break down the barriers that keep people from being politically engaged, that's going to hopefully create longer-term change.
So you mentioned the strategies you're using. So what kind of messages are you presenting to try and convince young people that participation is important, worthwhile, particularly in the upcoming election?
We're using a couple different messages, and I guess maybe a couple different venues for avenues for these messages. Things like our website and materials that we have. We talk about things like in 50 years people in power aren't going to be here, but we will be, and we're going to have to live with the results of these decisions. And so it's a bit of a scare tactic. It's a bit of a, if you don't make decisions or you don't participate in the decisions that impact your future, who's going to, that kind of stuff, but a lot of the messages that we use happen in our one-on-one outreach, and so those are specific to the people we're having conversations with. And we have a whole bunch of volunteers and a few really dedicated staff who are doing a lot of outreach work, and that in some ways I think is where the bulk of that change happens, is in those conversations. And in those conversations, the messages really depend on who you're talking to. For one person, they may say, I'm too stupid to vote, I don't know enough. Which is actually something we heard from someone the other day. And so in that case, the message for them is more about, well, what would you need to be more engaged? Did you know that we have these resources on the website? Did you know that kind of thing? Or maybe someone says, well, I don't think it makes a difference. Or, I don't believe in any of the political parties. And so then the message to them is, exploring that more and, okay, well, what are some of the ways that you could be involved? Or, you know what I mean? And so I think, again, that's part of what makes this campaign different, is that we're really working to connect with people in ways that make sense to them on their own terms, and we don't think of young folks as a monolithic entity who have the same perspectives and who are going to be convinced by the same messages.
I hate to count how many organizations I've been in where people looking around on the table say it's absolutely essential that we get more young people involved in this work. And yet it's not easy, and I don't know how many times that desire never really results in more young people being involved. So what do you think that you're doing that could be more successful and other people could learn from that?
That's such an interesting question. I think there's a couple things that we're doing. I think that the fact that it's a peer-to-peer strategy is really important. The fact that we talk to people at bars, at shows, you know, up on campuses where they are. We're going to be doing some workplace outreach strategy as well, which is going to be going to workplaces that tend to employ a lot of young folks and trying to talk to them through that venue. So I think in that sense, asking people to come to you is sometimes a big step, but going to them and having that first conversation, that can be really impactful. And I think, I mean, that leads into maybe the second part of my response, which is that I think that for those of us who are already engaged, it's hard to imagine the perspective of the person who isn't yet engaged. And I think that it needs to be a gentle process where, you know, all people have to do is, you're not asking them to come join and come to a meeting every week. You're asking them just to think about the issues or to access some information. And that's, and I think in that way, it allows people to connect with the issues in levels that they're comfortable with.
That's very helpful. You're based in Vancouver, and you're also trying to do outreach around the province.
Yeah.
What sort of, and you spoke of face-to-face, person-to-person, going where people are. What sort of networks can you tap into around the province that make this campaign carry itself beyond the Lower Mainland region?
Well, one of the things we're doing is we're supporting things called community hubs around the province to organize in their own communities. So we have a hub started in Kamloops, one in Terrace, one in Smithers, one on Salt Spring Island, and one in Victoria. And through those, you know, and that was sort of a lot of that was sort of people who knew people who were doing things and got excited about it. But I think it's those kinds of networks that are going to spread the word. Get Your Vote On really uses a kind of viral approach in the sense of, you know, you tell all your friends and they'll tell their friends and they'll tell their friends, and then suddenly, you know, it's like that email message that you get or that joke or whatever that suddenly you've gotten five times from a bunch of different places. We're working on that principle. We're also doing things like we're going to be connecting with youth employment centers around the province, and I'm speaking with someone, you know, various youth outreach coordinators that we know of in Vancouver who have connections around the province and those kinds of things. You know, to be honest, it would be great if we had more resources and were able to actually have a paid staff person who wasn't in the Lower Mainland, but isn't that the case for everyone? So I think also, you know, our work, we definitely don't see it ending at the provincial election. We're going to continue on past there. We're talking about trying to do something in other provinces, and so I think that this is just the start of a growing movement, and as it builds momentum, I'm hoping that more and more small communities, particularly outside the Lower Mainland, more rural communities, will be able to connect in.
Technology is very much a fascination, I think, of younger people. So what kind of technology are you using that taps into that culture?
I'm so glad you asked. We have this text messaging network that it's the first of its kind in BC, and it's a way for people to use text messaging on their cell phones to connect with Get Your Vote On and with the issues. And so we're actually, our event today that I'm running off to after this interview in the afternoon, we're having the first public demonstration of the network. And there's a few key functions that it offers. So the basic one is that people can receive election information as text messages on their cell phones. And so that'll be, you know, we have this on the website as well. We're collecting a range of articles every week on election issues that we're putting up on the site. So it's kind of a way for people to kind of a one-stop shop for election information. So people can get that information through their cell phones as well. They also be getting reminders to vote. There's a possibility, depending on the technology gods, that we'll be able to provide them information about where their nearest polling station is on election day. And then finally, what we're doing is we're doing polling through text messaging. And this is a piece of what we're really trying to do that I guess I didn't mention earlier, which is we're also really working to make young folks' voices part of political debate as well. And one of the ways we're doing that is by polling and surveying everyone in the Get Your Vote On network. So that's anyone who joins Get Your Vote On either through the website or, you know, through our email list or through text messaging. And so what will happen is people will receive a poll, a text message poll. It'll be a simple question. You know, the recent one was about campaign financing, and they respond quickly with a yes or no, I don't know. We tally the results and we send those results out to the political parties and the media.
And what kind of question did you ask about funding, and what kind of response did you get?
We just put it up, and we just put it up on our website. It'll go out as a text message poll within the next couple of days. We asked, what was the, I labored over the phrasing, I'm not sure I can remember it exactly now, but it was basically, do you think only individuals, or should only individuals be allowed to donate to campaigns, you know, excluding corporations, unions, etc.? Yes, no, I don't know. One of the things we're also hoping to do, and this is just a matter of having enough time and resources, is connecting the poll questions with articles on those issues as well, and so that there can be a way for people to say, oh, I don't know this, but hey, there's a couple articles that I can, that are right here, that I can go look at and read up more about it. And that's just a matter of sort of getting our systems sorted out and organized.
People get, to my sense, people get involved in activities because, not just because they should get involved in activities, but because those activities give them intrinsically some satisfaction, some reward, some experience that they value. So what do you think is, in addition to the text messaging and the technology you're using there, that give people a sense of this is satisfying, not just worthwhile?
I think that, you know, we really struggled over that, right? And sort of thinking about what are you individually going to get out of it. And I think that in some ways there's too much emphasis on the individual and what are you going to get personally out of this process. And I actually think it kind of discredits young folks and assumes that they're selfish and lazy unless there's something that they're going to personally benefit from. And actually, a lot of people who we spoke to, even if they didn't vote, they felt that voting was important, and a lot of it was more that they felt that they didn't have enough information or they didn't have the education to, you know, read newspapers critically, to kind of read through the political rhetoric, to vote, which is something that they thought was actually a really important act. And so in some ways, that level of convincing people doesn't need to happen, which I was quite relieved about. And so I think it's not about, I guess increasingly we're not asking the question, what are people going to get out of it, but a different question about what are the barriers to it and trying to address those.
Hopefully there are people that would like to get involved from the audience. Very quickly, would be the ways they could do that. How can they contact you and so on?
They can go to the website, which is getyourvoteon.ca, and they can also email us at info@getyourvoteon.ca. They can also just give us a call. We're really friendly, we're really open, and the number is 604-685-6631.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
I've been speaking with Olive Dempsey. She is with the Get Your Vote On group, and she's the communications coordinator.
You've been listening to Red Eye, a program produced by an alternative media collective in Vancouver, Canada. Red Eye broadcasts live every Saturday morning from 9 until noon and can be heard around the world at cooperadio.org.